Listen and Live Audio presents How to Impress Anyone. 50 all-new little tricks for big success in relationships. Written and read by Leah Lowndes.
For all the hairstyling, shoe-shining, suit-buying, and personality projecting we do, we never really know why some people impress us. It's not just their looks or personality. Some people who make a positive impact on us are beautiful, others are plain-looking. Some are sophisticated and others simple. Some highly impressive people are shy and others are outgoing. There are introverts who impress everyone and extroverts who leave them cold. So, unless you are auditioning to host the Academy Awards, your personality and looks are not the real key to being liked or getting ahead in life. So what is it? The secret to being liked and respected is a compilation of conscious and mostly subconscious reactions that people have to you. I'm sure you know that everyone has countless quicksilver responses to how you look, how you move, what you say, and what you do. They don't even need to think about it. In fact, they cannot not have a reaction to you. Impressions of you instantly bypass the brain and go right to their gut. Malcolm Gladwell's well-researched book, Blink, proved and popularized this concept. People can no longer doubt that it is true. Once people get the first sense of you, the second and third follow within seconds. Their opinions of you pile up almost instantly and are gelling into a sort of prejudice, pro or con. Then, because the human brain instinctively craves validation, it searches for more of your positive or negative qualities to back up their quickly growing bias of you. Followers of neuro-linguistic programming, a psychotherapy developed in the 1970s, would say that they are in the process of, quote, anchoring or connecting you with pleasure or pain. Picture yourself gazing at a photo of people you love. You are smiling even though no one is looking. It is because the people in the photo are anchored to joy in your life. It takes many years to create a strong bond like that, but only a second to destroy it. The same is true of an early negative experience with someone or something. I know a woman who had such a severe reaction to chemotherapy that for years afterward, she suffered extreme nausea passing the hospital where she'd had it driving to work. She actually chose a route that made her commute 20 minutes longer just to avoid it. Because actions and reactions between two people are traveling at the speed of lightning, you don't have time to wait to see how someone reacts to something. You must predict ahead of time what someone's immediate or distant emotions will be in reaction to something you say or do. This is a difficult task. More difficult than you might think. People can seldom predict their own emotions, let alone those of others. In a study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, researchers queried students in the weeks before they had a major exam about how they would feel in the moments going into the exam. Later, the researchers asked them about what their feelings would be just before the grades were posted. Very few students had accurately predicted what their own emotional reactions would be in both situations. Yet, by the time you have finished listening to this program, you will be able to sense other people's emotions even before they realize that they have them. You do this by invoking a heretofore unnamed quality, which I call emotional prediction, or EP for short. It is different from emotional intelligence, the concept that Daniel Goleman fleshed out in his excellent book of the same name. Emotional intelligence involves, 1, knowing your own emotions, 2, managing your own emotions, 3, motivating yourself, 4, recognizing emotions in others, and 5, handling relationships. Emotional prediction, on the other hand, is yet another layer of communicating. It is predicting ahead of time what someone's immediate or distant emotions will be in reaction to something you say or do. You can then orchestrate your own behavior accordingly, usually to reinforce the confidence and self-respect of those you are dealing with. This is the beginning of them anchoring you to pleasure. In defense of manipulation,